Let's get inside the numbers here with our next guest, who joins us every Thursday. He is Westchester's finest, and he knows stats. This man, his little caricature head, you see it on the get up in the morning. He is Paul Hembakidis. The great Hembo joins us. Hembo, how you doing today?
What's good, Mike? How are you today?
I'm doing good. Now, let's talk about Carson Wentz a little bit. He got sacked 5 times last week. Most people would give him a B, but he held on to the ball a little bit, and I assume that's going to reduce, but what are your numbers on this?
That's right. In his first game back from injury, Mike, he missed. Carson Wentz averaged 2.94 seconds before passing. That's the second longest mark of his career in any game. As a result, as you said, the Colts sacked him 5 times, tied for the second most of his career. Our tracking attributed 3 of those 5 sacks as coverage sacks, not the pass rush. Meaning, Wentz was obviously negligent in getting the ball out, but also that his pass catchers weren't creating separation downfield.
All right, and that's probably natural in his first game back, right?
I agree. He looked gun-shy, for lack of a better term, in some ways. I expect that to naturally improve as he gets his feet under him.
All right, here are some really alarming stats, and they're going to play out, I think, this week, because it doesn't look like Alshon Jeffrey is going to play, unless they're going to shock us all and have him appear on game day, because he didn't practice today. But they need a weapon. Tell me about it.
No doubt. His return cannot happen soon enough, considering the ineptitude of the receiving corps through 3 games. Eagles wideouts are averaging 74 yards per game and 7.9 yards per reception. Both of those marks rank at the very bottom of the league, and perhaps most notably, Eagles receivers have combined for a grand total of 1 reception this season that has gained at least 20 yards.
That is not good, man. This is a 3 tight end set where they're targeting the tight ends and nobody on the outside. So it's Aguilar and the tight ends from this point on.
Yeah, they're 3 yards in a cloud of dust right now, and right now their defense is picking them up in a huge way. If they can open up the offense and do it soon, they're going to be in some trouble.
All right. Now, the Titans can't score touchdowns. Now, they just can't. And the Eagles are really good in red zone defense. So can you see a goose egg on the board this week?
Well, I think we're going to be counting by 3s on Sunday. Performance in the red zone obviously always goes a long way in determining outcomes. But this week, especially on defense, no team owns a better red zone efficiency or goal-to-go efficiency than the Titans, while the Eagles are tied for 3rd in red zone defense. But what will be most curious is how Doug Peterson schemes in the red zone offensively. Philly owned the best red zone offense in the league last season, and they passed to the red zone at a league average frequency in doing so. But this season, Mikey Miss, no team has passed less frequently in the red zone than the Eagles, just 35%. And that was a trend that continued last week despite Carson Wentz's return.
All right, that's obviously influenced by Nick Foles a little bit, and sure, Carson Wentz first game back. This next statistic that you're about to unveil, it's going to scare some people.
Yes.
Here,
right?
the Eagles being favored by at least a field goal in a row. Give me some numbers on this.
Yeah, I figured this would rankle your style. Barring any unexpected line movement, Sunday will mark the 7th time under Doug Peterson that the Eagles will be favored by at least a field goal on the road. I hate to say, his profile in these circumstances are not favorable. The Eagles are 2-4 in these games overall, just 1-5 against the number.
That's a bettor's trend, right? It might not mean anything.
It could, right? Certainly, but we know this team's home road splits have been a little askew the last 2 years.
All right, now, team's playoff chances when they start 3-1 are pretty good, right?
No kidding. Yeah, it's only week 4, but the gravity of this game should not be understated. History shows a considerable difference in a team's playoff chances between starting 3-1 and starting 2-2. In the Super Bowl era, dating to 1966, of course, 60% of 3-1 teams ended up in the playoffs. That compared to 36% of 2-2 teams.
Oh, that's good stuff, man.
It's a chasm.
Awesome stuff. I'm curious to see your stats next week after the Eagles get Le'Veon Bell and how that influences
And Earl Thomas, I'm hearing.
And Earl Thomas
and
as
Bryce
well.
Harper.
Yeah, there you go. Hembo, always a pleasure, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, be good.
There he is. That's Hembo from ESPN Stats and Information laying it out there.